You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, I'm Giselle Mejia, a local dancer and choreographer here in the Twin Cities. Speaking from my own experience, I can say that traditional West African drumming is only complete when heard and felt live, with its complex polyrhythms and intoxicating energy. I truly value the deep roots of African rhythms and influence they have on Latin and American jazz percussion. Tomorrow night, brothers Fode and Sana Bangora present Guinée, The Music We Are, at the Cedar Cultural Center. It's a rare opportunity to hear world-renowned West African drummers combined with the talents of local jazz virtuosos. Come tomorrow night to the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis for the show. And if you're so inspired, come back Saturday at 11 o'clock for drumming and dance classes.
Hi, my name is Justin Quinn, and I'm chair of the art department at St. Cloud State University. Andrew Nordine has a solo show at the Gallery St. Germain in St. Cloud. It's called Threshold, Paintings of Rural Decay. Andrew's paintings are abstract and very modern, very much based on the grid, on color, on form. Andrew spends a lot of time driving across central Minnesota. While crossing these rural areas, Andrew's started taking a lot of photographs for Instagram. Houses that are covered with blue tarps blowing in the wind. Odd farm machinery that are decaying through time. The influence of the rural Minnesota landscape comes in really specific forms, like wrought iron tracery that you could find in an old abandoned screen door, or in the side of a railroad car. But these pictures have been changed through painting. They turn into pure line. They turn into pure form. It's really about the brushstroke. I think Andrew's show is a must-see show because it is a truly rural experience, but it's done through a really contemporary point of view. Andrew Nordine's show Threshold, Paintings of Rural Decay, runs through Saturday, February 3rd at Gallery St. Germain in St. Cloud.
Hi, my name is Emily Michaels King, and I'm a performing artist in St. Paul. I'm recommending an unusual combination of dance and visual art put on by Black Label Movement at the Ritz Theater and Wilson Library. This year, Black Label Movement is celebrating their history of unique collaborations through a performance of four dance works and a two-venue exhibition. I've followed Black Label Movement for years now, and what is super exciting to me about this company is their physical prowess. Their work is incredibly virtuosic, strong, athletic, and it really pushes the movers' bodies to the absolute limit, which is just exciting to see. So what's really special about this year's season is the way that it celebrates BLM's history of collaborations with visual artists, composers, and scientists with whom they've done several TED Talks. I think it's really neat to be able to see how these different collaborators and artists have influenced the work of BLM, and then to get to sit in the audience and see how that's translated. This visual art has translated to the piece. This composition has translated into the piece. The dance performances run through this weekend at the Ritz Theater, and you can see the exhibition at Wilson Library at the University of Minnesota campus through March 9th.